Psst, you didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
The truth.
It was our first date. We had never met.
Hey, get you anything?
Me?
Yeah?
We'd email, but we hadn't even spoken.
Well, I should wait.
And I was waiting for her. Waiting, and waiting, and waiting. Hello?
Hi, Ben, it's Erica calling.
Hey, Erica, how are you?
Hi, I'm so sorry, I'm running just a little bit late.
Okay, that's okay. That's totally okay, I'm here.
Tulip's been sick lately, so I had to, I finally took her to the vet.
She okay?
She is.
Good.
Thank you.
Do you know how long you're going to be?
I just got out of the subway, I'm walking down the street.
All right.
So very soon.
Great. Do you want me to order you a drink so it's ready for when you get here?
Sure.
What do you want?
Do you not want to do this? Because we don't have to do this.
You know what? My reception's really bad. I don't think I'm hearing right. Let me just run outside real quick. All right. That is better. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hi.
You know what, Erica? I think I see you. Do you see me? I'm right outside the bar. I'm waving.
Yes, I see you.
Hey.
Hi.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I am okay.
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to say that. That was really unnecessary.
I'm sorry. I'm not sure what I said. But I'm sorry.
You know, I was really actually looking forward to this.
What do you mean you were looking forward to this? What are you doing?
Forget it.
You're walking the wrong way. Are you still there? Erica, are you joking? What is going on? Erica! I mean, I was really confused and...
Hello, are you on the phone still? What the hell?
I couldn't tell if she was still on or she hung up, and I'm looking at my phone and I see that I had recently downloaded this app that records phone calls. And I looked at it and was like, I gotta listen to that recording.
Hello?
Hi, Ben, it's Erica calling.
It started out the same exact way as I had
just
recalled it. Then it starts to sound... like, not me.
Do you know how long you're gonna be?
I just got out of the subway, I'm walking down the street, so I feel very sick.
Okay, great. Do you want me to order you a drink so it's ready for when you get here?
Sure.
What do you want?
Do you not want to do this? Because we don't have to.
You know what? My reception's really bad. I don't think I'm hearing right,
It's the exact same words that I believe I had just said, but when I listened to the tape, it sounded like, not me,
that is better.
But this jerk.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, hi.
You know what, Erica? I think I see you. You see me? I'm right outside the bar.
I'm
waving.
Yes, I see you. I see you.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't know who that was. That wasn't me. I'm not that person.
You know, I was really actually looking forward to this.
What do you mean you're looking forward to this? What are you doing?
Forget it.
I'm glad she hung up, because God, what would I have said next? I wanted to, like, run after her and find her and apologize, but I was like, I should never say another word as long as I live. You tell me right now, do I sound rude to you? Does that sound rude when I say, do I sound rude?
Honey, you sound confused.
I am confused.
Like, honey, just call her. Call her and try
no,
again.
No, it's just not like I can pick up the phone and call her unless I know what the
please,
hell I'm doing
honey,
wrong.
It's probably just a misunderstanding.
Well, could you listen to the tape and tell me if
oh,
I sound...
Damn. I don't want to want to do that.
Why not?
Because that's not my... Stop that. You stop that right... Get down. Get off that. You...
It's just one phone call, Mom. It's really short.
I am not listening to your discussion
why not?
With a girl.
Why not?
That's just creepy.
Do I sound creepy?
You sound like you sound.
Hi. Hi. Well, here we are, huh? I'm so glad to finally meet you.
I just was testing out some recordings of myself. To hear
like your dress.
Whether or not it was
really
the device
necklace.
Or the way it was recorded or something.
Your laugh is contagious.
And then I would play it back.
Well, here we are, huh?
And it sounded fine.
I'm so glad to finally meet you.
I took the recording of the call between me and Erica and I loaded it in my computer and I wanted to analyze it. So I divided it up, took my side of the conversation and cut that out and separated the two.
Hi, Ben, it's Erica calling. Hi, I'm so sorry, I'm running just a little bit late.
Categories, subcategories, I just put all her questions in one file and then all of her statements in another file and then...
Do you not want to do this? Because we don't have to do this.
I mean, yeah, she was upset.
Yes, I see you.
She was also...
Hi.
Patient and...
Yeah, I am okay.
Sincere and genuine and authentic.
You know, I was really actually looking forward to this.
And I thought, well, what if I put something in there that I know is nice?
Well, here we are, huh?
Hi.
I'm so glad to finally meet you.
I was really actually looking forward to this.
Yeah, me too, definitely.
It sounded great. So, I just for fun kind of expanded on that and...
Oh, these are for you. I know I didn't need to. I think you said these were your favorite, right?
Yeah, Phillips.
Yep, they're for you.
That was really unnecessary.
Well, you only get one first date.
Do you want to do this?
Again?
Yeah.
You want to set up a second date this early in our first date?
Yeah.
Why couldn't it have gone that way?
Whoa! You know, I remember being a lot better at ice skating.
Do you not want to do this? Because we don't have to do this.
You're just saying that because we're both unable to get back up.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. What do you call that awesome move you were just attempting?
Walking down the street.
You really sold it with the whole falling hard on your butt thing. Are you okay?
I am okay.
And the article said that like 90% of the world's oceans are unexplored. You know, and we think we know everything, but most of our knowledge is...
Really unnecessary.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Totally unnecessary. I mean, do you think that there are things that will always remain a mystery? What? Say it. What?
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I know what the problem is. We're working with a limited supply of words here.
I'm...
let me think. Okay, how's your steak? Good?
Sure.
Sure? Sure. Sure. I wish you could just say that it was awesome or succulent or terrible, like an old shoe.
Then... I'm so sorry.
No, Erica, you need more words.
You don't have to do this.
Let me just get you some more words. Erica, hi, it's Ben.
Ben?
Yeah, we used to, we almost went out on a date.
Oh, Ben, yes, hi, Ben.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good, me too. I'm just calling because I felt like, I just wanted to say that I felt bad about how things ended up and I wanted to apologize, so.
Oh, God, no, it's, that's okay.
Cool. I just, you know, I made you feel really upset and I feel bad about that, so.
Don't worry about it. I wasn't that upset, so.
Well, then, I mean, you just walked away like that, so I just
right.
figured you're definitely upset.
Right, well, I walked away. I was very upset because of earlier that night, my dog Tulip died
oh.
in my arms at the vet.
So sorry.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks.
Sorry, but she didn't die that day, though. She didn't die that day. That's not what happened.
Yes, she did. She died.
Mm-hmm. Right, but, well, you just were coming from the vet, and you were just said that she was sick,
okay,
and...
Well, I think I remember when my dog died.
No, that's, well, it's wrong, because, I mean, I know what you said.
Are you kidding me?
No, I could play it back to you if you want, but,
what
I mean, it's... Well, I recorded the call because,
You recorded our phone call?
Yeah, I just accidentally... It was an accident.
Oh, my God.
I recorded it, and I've listened to it a bunch of times, so I know exactly
what
you
said.
So, yeah, I know.
That's super creepy.
Well...
Wait, are you recording this phone call right now? Oh, my God, what is your problem?
No, I'm not... You're... Why? What is your problem? Because... Why would you say that your dog is just sick if she's dead? Or either that or you're lying now about
Ben,
your dog. And
I lied, okay? I lied, Ben. Get over it.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry about your dog, too. I know that's
my
really...
My dog is fine. She's not dead, okay? God.
I'm sorry. I don't understand because...
You want to know what happened, Ben?
Well, yeah.
I met someone else. The night before you and I were supposed to go out, I met this great guy, and we fell in love, because he's awesome. And I showed up to tell you, and then you acted so crazy.
Yeah, you were like 40 minutes late.
You know what, it was a really weird night.
Yeah.
And I couldn't deal, and I wanted to see Derek.
Oh.
Okay, and I left.
Wait, so you planned to blow me off?
If that's what I did, then that's what I did.
How do you fall in love with someone in one night?
I don't really know what to say.
Wait. Oh, no, my phone's gonna die. Can I call you right back?
Actually,
I'm gonna call you right back. Hey, we were talking and I had to,
Yeah, hi.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
Good. I just needed to tell you something.
Sure.
It's over, Erica.
Are you kidding me?
No. Hey, come on now, no. We gave it a shot, you know, but the thing is, you're not real, and... Real you is right. This is super creepy.
It's super creepy.
Yeah. What the hell have I been doing? I acted like a jerk, and I don't know. It's been like I'm trying to undo it or figure it out or something. And I mean, the reality is I acted like a jerk because at that moment I was a jerk.
Don't worry about it. I wasn't that upset, so...
Well, that's good. Goodbye, Erica. Are you still there?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Tape Delay was performed by Ed Herbstman and Tammy Sager, with Libby George as the mom and Christian Palak very briefly as the bartender. It was produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell, and written by me with Ed Herbstman and Melanie Hoops. It originally aired on This American Life in April 2012. Special thanks to Ira Glass, Lisa Pollack, Jonathan Minhivar, Peter Clowney, and Carrie Hillman. The music you're hearing right now is called Recyclotron Page 110 by Kid Koala. And if you'd like to learn more about what we do, go to thetruthpodcast.com. The Truth is a part of Radiotopia from PRX. We're a collective of some of the best story-driven shows. And if you're interested in supporting this and other podcasts like it, email sponsor at prx.org. Radiotopia from PRX is made possible with support from MailChimp, who celebrate creativity, chaos, and teamwork. Our editorial advisor is Ann Hepperman. Our associate producer is Carrie Kasten. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia.
Radiotopia. From PRX.